Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting eighth. The DH, Richie Sexson. Batting ninth. The catcher, Einar Diaz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Denny Hocking. Batting second. The left fielder, Chad Allen. Batting third. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth. The DH, Marty Cordova. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Mankiewicz. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Christian Guzman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, LaTroy Hawkins. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lofton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel bunts towards third. Coomer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hawkins fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hawkins. Lofton moves to third. Vizquel moves to second. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Thome takes first base on ball four. Alomar moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Ramirez scores. Thome moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mankiewicz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lofton is one for one in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is one for one in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Coomer strikes out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cordova strikes out. Two outs. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is one for one in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thome is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hawking who is chasing the ball. Thome reaches third base with a triple. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cordero hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Thome scores. It's 5-0, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to third. Two outs. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sexson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sexson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Hawking is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hawking is 0 for 1 in the game. Hawking hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Lofton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Vizquel. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Vizquel steals second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vizquel scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 6-0, Indians. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Ramirez moves to third. It's 7-0, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordero is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hawking. Cordero reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. Thome moves to third. It's 8-0, Indians. Dan Perkins now pitching. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Vizquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lawton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Latham now playing right field. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sexson is 0 for 2 in the game. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Inar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hawking. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Diaz scores. It's 9-0, Indians. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lofton moves to third. 2 outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Lofton scores. It's 10-0, Indians. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Alomar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Mankiewicz is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankiewicz takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-2, Indians. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hocking is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Twins 2. The Indians will come to bat. Javier Valentin now catching. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Latham. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thome is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thome hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cordero is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Cordero strikes out. 1 out. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0-for-3 in the game. Fryman takes first base on ball 4. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sexson is 0-for-3 in the game. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Diaz hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hocking. Diaz reaches second base with a double. Sexson goes all the way around to score. It's 13-2, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Hocking. Lofton reaches second base with a double. Diaz scores. It's 14-2, Indians. Mike Trombley now pitching. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Guzman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. Walker moves to second. It's 14-3, Indians. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Vizcal. Walker moves to third. Latham moves to second. Doug Mankiewicz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mankiewicz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mankiewicz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mankiewicz for the out. Walker scores. Latham moves to third. Cordova moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 14-4, Indians. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards third. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Koski now playing third base. Enrique Wilson pinch hits for Roberto Alomar. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Koski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ramirez is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Jim Tomy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 4 RBIs. Cordero strikes out. 2 outs. Travis Freeman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Freeman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freeman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Tomy moves to second. Richie Sexson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sexson is 0 for 4 in the game. Sexson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guzman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Holber Cabrera now playing center field. Enrique Wilson now playing second base. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Guzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Guzman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tomy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hocking for the out. Guzman moves to second. One out. Chad Allen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Todd Walker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizcal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wells now pitching. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Diaz is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Diaz hits a pop-up towards first. Mankiewicz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cabrera is hit by the pitch. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Walker. Cabrera moves to second. Enrique Wilson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Latham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Reed now pitching. Corey Koski is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Koski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Latham is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Latham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Latham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Latham for the out. Two outs. Marty Cordova batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Cordova is 0-for-3 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tommy fields the ball and throws to Reed covering. Safe. Doug Mankiewicz batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mankiewicz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Mankiewicz hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cabrera. Mankiewicz reaches second base with a double. Cordova goes all the way around to score. It's 14-5 Indians. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Mays now pitching. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tomey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Tomey strikes out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got four RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fryman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Richie Sexton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Sexton is 0-for-5 in the game. Sexton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Sexton reaches second base with a double. Fryman moves to third. Einar Diaz is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Diaz is 2-for-5 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Holber Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 14, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Jackson now pitching. Christian Guzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guzman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hocking is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hocking hits a line drive towards third. Freeman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chad Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 14, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.